was Davis. Oh, Davis gets in behind there and he's going to turn it into the net, and the goal is given. It was a bouncing ball on the edge of the penalty area, and Davis and Robinson were jostling for position. He managed to get round his man and tucked it home left-footed, his second goal in successive games, and Blackpool are in front on 55 minutes. Will Lee Clark get his first league win for the Tangerines against the club that dismissed him? 1-0.
OK, Gary, I think we talked in the past that a result like this was going to come sooner or later. Maybe inevitably the Lee Clark thing came up and there you are.
Yeah, you felt there was an air during the week, but I think it's funny because it's probably the first game that perhaps we've been expected to win with Blackpool being at the bottom of the league and we're on such a good run of form. I think, like you say, the fact that Lee, as was the previous manager, just adds a little bit of spice to the game. And maybe just took a bit of energy out of some of the players. Maybe so one or two of the players perhaps didn't play with the same confidence that they've shown in previous games, previous five games. And I think that's probably... Today you could see quite early on in the game we didn't start well. We made too many short passes, too many sideways passes. We just needed to be a little bit more positive on the ball and do what we'd done in the week, which was try and switch play and open the game up down one side. And I think the last 10 minutes of the first half we started to do that and we started to get some good opportunities from it. We just didn't do it enough. And I think we've just dropped a little bit below the standards we set previously.
Yeah, there's two balls that whistled across the six-yard box just before half-time, both begging for someone to get a touch on them. It would have been a very different game if either of those goes in.
Yeah, well, again, you know that Blackpool are going to start quite well. We know we're going to start with plenty of energy. And I think the point for us was that we needed to negate that. And as the game went on, I felt as though it would open up and suit us even more. I think what we didn't quite do today is I think we wanted everything to be a little bit nice. And when you saw the pitch straight away cut up pretty badly, and it's obviously quite a tight pitch anyway, we just didn't have the space to do that. So therefore, we needed to create width. We needed to run in behind. We needed to open the game up that way. And I think we just wanted the game a little bit too nice, too often today. And that's something we spoke to the players about.
In fact, there are a couple of options that you'll have next week in Wes Thomas getting in behind and Nikola Zigic as a target man that you could have well used, especially second half.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. If you looked at the game again, we knew that starting Novi, because obviously Andrew Shinney yesterday, just we didn't think he was quite fit enough and he didn't feel quite right. So, I mean, that was a little bit of blow and just took a little bit of our continuity away. And obviously not really Novi's natural position to play in there, but we thought we'd give it a go. And like you say, what that did is it took away an attacking, central attacking option for us from the bench. Maybe looking back at the game, perhaps could have saved one or two for fresh legs towards the end. Maybe someone like Dimi coming on with 20 minutes to go might have been a better option. But again, we've tried to be a bit more positive from the start. And like you say, you know, it would have been nice to have one or two options today. But we didn't show enough quality. And I think that's been the difference. You know, in the five games previously, we've showed a lot of quality in the attacking sense. Just didn't quite show enough today.
And the goal, quite route one, and it's a bit of a wrestle on the edge of the penalty area, and Davis came off the better.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, we said at half-time between the staff, it looked like a game where probably a mistake was going to define it, because there wasn't a lot in the game. And I think one route one long ball down the middle of the pitch, I think Davis had just put an arm in Robbo's face. I think it just knocked him off balance a little bit. I'm not suggesting that it was a blatant foul, but, you know, I've certainly seen them given, but I'm not going to bemoan that. And I think it just knocked Robbo off his stride and just allowed Davis to tap it in. So it was disappointing from our point of view. It was a little bit of a mix-up. But again, listen, we've been on a run of six games. Be absolutely delighted when we came in to say we'd have took 11 points, you know, and made progress. And today's a little backward step, but sometimes with a backward step, you know, you then look forward again, and it's important that we react well next week.
And that, yeah, just finally from me, it is now going to be another part of the learning curve for you with this squad, isn't it, to see how they react to adversity?
Well, of course it is, yeah. I mean, we saw today one or two perhaps didn't play the same way as they'd played previously. And I think sometimes when you put a bit of pressure on players, that's occasionally where you see one or two fallibilities, if you like. And like you say, that's where they're going to have to do much better next week, you know, but I'm sure we will. And again, the one thing we've said is when we win and we get a little bit of fortune, we have done previously, like Forest towards the end, you know, we've won the game that perhaps we could have drawn. Today we've lost a game that perhaps we could have drawn. So again, I'm not going to be too disappointed.